Town of Castor Council approved a number of community requests during its April 28 meeting. The first decision before council that meeting was from Castor and District Family and Community Support Services, FCSS. Castor FCSS made two requests. First, the organization wanted to hold a family fishing day at the Castor Pond from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 a.m. on May 31. The fish were to be restocked shortly before that date. In years past, the town has placed a port-a-potty for the event. Council gave permission for the event to run and agreed to place the portable washroom. The second request was from Castor FCSS to hold a street dance on August 15 from 6:30 to 9 p.m. in conjunction with the town fair. In previous years, the road in front of the FCSS office on 51st Street was closed and the town provided barriers which FCSS staff and volunteers put up and took down. The second decision before council was a number of requests from the Castor Fair Board. First, the Fair Board requested the closure of Main Street and several others for a parade on August 16. Second, the board requested the use of the property by the community hall sign on August 15 and 16 for a petting zoo on Friday and a circus on Saturday. In the event of inclement weather, they also asked to have the arena as a secondary location for the circus. Third, the board asked if the town-owned bleachers could be moved to the area for the circus. Fourth, an area on 49th Street was requested to be used for a Touch a Truck event to be held on August 16 after the parade. As part of the Touch a Truck event, the board has also asked for the involvement of the town's garbage truck. Finally, the board has requested that a port-a-potty be placed at the corner of 47th Street and 55th Avenue to be used during an interdenominational church service being held at the green space near the hospital. Council approved all the requests. Multi-use facility rates. Council has approved new rates for the multi-use facilities at the Old Lions and RV campgrounds. As each site is now equipped with water, power and sewer, Council has agreed to a rate of $45 per night or $300 per week during peak season and $1,500 per month, prorated for less time used, during the winter months. Those requesting to tent at the multi-use facilities, without services, can still do so for $25 per night during peak season. Peak season will run from May 1 to November 1. Previously, when the campgrounds were unserviced or had limited services, the RV campground charged $25 per night and the Lions campground charged $10 per night. Lease property. A property near the community hall will be offered for lease if the lot beside it is sold. The property for sale is directly across from Dark Knight Electric, and the adjacent property is a strip near the road to the hall that includes the community hall sign and access to an outbuilding on the sale property. As the property has a pair of right-of-ways on it, selling it for development would be challenging. A solution presented to council was offering it for long-term lease to whomever purchases the adjacent property for property access. The lot will be offered for lease when the adjacent property sells at the minimum tax levy for the year.